Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name. Amen. Are you hearing me, everyone?
Yes, we're
Amen,
here.
Deacon, we are. Okay. I thought something was wrong with my microphone. Amen. To God be the glory. Great things he have done. We give God thanks for this another Bible study night, another evening when we can come together and partake in His Word, somewhere or the
Yes.
other, wherever the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we thank God even now that His presence has saturated this platform and there is liberty all around it. Is it God wonderful? Yes. When one songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving grace. I feel so good, so wonderfully good to know that one such as me, that was so far gone. God could have rescued me and take me back to the fold. A songwriter
Amen.
said there were 99 that was safely laid in the shelter in the shepherd's fold, but one was lost in the hills far away, far off from the gates of gold. And the good shepherd went back to get back that one. I wonder how many of you tonight can say that you were that one that the shepherd went back to sought. When he found you, you were like naked and down, ready to die. You were bruised and broken, battered, battered and broken. But he put you back together again. He put back the pieces back together. And I give God thanks that he's such a God that look beyond my faults and see my very need. And for that, I have so much to give God thanks for tonight. He is the master planner behind my life, and I can testify of his goodness when I look and see all what he has done for me. I have to rejoice. I have to rejoice and praise him. So, as others join tonight, we want to go into a prayer, saturate this platform with prayer as they come on, because we want to have an on-time start. It's 4 minutes after the hour, time is of essence, is very important. Timings is very important. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Kind, loving, and eternal God, we want to give you thanks this evening. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Lord, when I think of your goodness and all that you have done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank you most of all, mighty God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for my sins and caused me to have a rejoicing spirit in spite of it all, mighty God. Though there may be trouble all around, though there may be situations that would cause any uncomfortableness, but I know that in this too, there is God. In whatever I am going through, in whatever we are going through, you are present. You are our very present help in time of trouble. And I give you the glory, mighty God, that though there may be turmoil and mayhems, though we may see some things that doesn't look pleasing to our eyes, but I thank you that you have us in a good oasis, a fertile place even in the deserted land. I thank you, mighty God, that you are still in the healing business. Hallelujah. I thank you,
Hallelujah,
mighty
Lord.
God, that there is still a balm in Gilead. I
Yeah.
thank you that you are still the sympathizing Jesus. I thank you, mighty God, that you are still the one who look beyond our faults and see our needs. I
Yeah.
thank you, mighty God, that we can rest in your assurance that you are the one that fight our battles. King Jehoshaphat look at the army coming at him and say, Lord, I do not know what to do, but my eyes is upon you. This
Yeah.
evening, mighty God, our eyes is upon you. Fight our battles for us, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that as your word would go forth this evening, that it will heal sin-sick soul, that mighty God, it will be a word that meet us at the crossroads that we are, that as we mighty God, would adapt it into our own life, into our own situation, that it will be a blessing, mighty God. I pray, God, that it will fall on good soil, and that, Lord God, the word will remain in us and bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus. As we break bread, as we communicate with you, as we communion with you in this fashion this evening, mighty God, let your presence dwell among us. It is your spirit, your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that teaches and equips. It's your Holy Spirit, mighty God, that lives within us and causes us to have an understanding of the Godhead.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I pray, mighty God, that your Holy Spirit will come and teach us this evening in your own gentle way. You know our limitations. You know our capacity of which we can understand certain things. Break it down to us, mighty God, so that your word will arise in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, mighty God, to the very least, to the very whatever situation we're in, give us a rhema word that will
Yes,
attack us
Lord.
at the very core, mighty God, and that when this hour will be down and out, we will have something to take away from it that will strengthen us in time of troubles, in times when we go into temptations and trials. We will have your word, mighty God, to fight our battles for us and to give us the victory again and again. I thank you, Lord God, for all who you will draw tonight to come on. Mighty God, it is my prayer that someone who hasn't been on in a long while will come on tonight to hear your word. There are so many, oh God, that are on the register. When I checked the last time, Lord, it was over 70 people, and we haven't seen all
Hallelujah.
of them at one sitting. I pray, mighty God, that whatever obstacle be in the way, that it be removed in the name of Jesus. I
Yes,
pray, mighty God, that there will be no itchy ears. I pray, mighty God, that you will cause that there will be no shores that will hold your people hostage, mighty
Oh,
God. And
God.
any plan that the enemy would have against their life, I come against it in the name of Jesus
Yes,
Christ of
Lord. Yes,
Nazareth.
Lord.
I
Yes,
pray
Lord.
clearance in the atmosphere in the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that your word, yes, Lord God, we will hide in our heart that we will not sin against you. Mighty God, we pray for our speaker tonight. I pray, mighty God, that you will give him clarity of thoughts in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that
Yes,
you will
Lord.
build a blood wall round about him. I pray in the
Thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus, yes, Lord God, that you will
Hallelujah.
speak through him so that as the word would come forth, it will come forth with power and with clarity. Yes, mighty God, I pray for abundance of liberty. In the name of Jesus, let him have the liberty of the Holy Spirit in this platform tonight, mighty God, that as he speaks, mighty God, the word will be so clear in the name of Jesus, and
Hallelujah, Lord.
it will cause us, mighty God, not to have any two-way thought about it, but we will understand it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and it will transform our lives. We know how important the word is, mighty God. It is the word that you spoke, that speak this world into being. Your word, mighty God, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the very intent of our heart. Let your word come alive in us tonight. Let it arise, mighty God, so that when we leave this spot of ground, we will say it is good. It was good to be in the presence of the Lord. I thank you, God, for our
Thank you,
sister
God.
that will close up for us tonight. I pray, God, that as she prays, oh God, oh God, oh God, something in the supernatural, something will shift in the atmosphere, and we will never be the same again in the name of
Thank you,
Jesus. Let the blessing that will come from speaking your word be upon our speaker tonight as I tell you thanks in Jesus' name.
In
Amen
Jesus'
and
name.
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. God is good. When I think of how the Lord would have assigned me to this assignment over a year ago, and I see what the Lord has been doing in this ministry. I have to humble myself because I didn't bargain for this. I'm not a teacher. I don't see myself as a teacher, but the Lord would see a teacher in this lump of clay. Sometimes the things that you desire the most is not what you get at first, but the Lord is the one that is the master builder and the master planner behind your life. So whatever tributaries or whatever tangent your life shift in while you're in Christendom, count it a blessing. God is able to use you. God is the one who sets you up. Amen. So without further ado, I want to introduce our speaker, and also I want to welcome you to another Bible study. I think this is the first Bible study for the month of September. Yes, welcome, welcome. Just welcome yourself. Just welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, tonight we have a guest speaker. Guest speaker in terms of he's not one of our regular members yet that would come on Saturday after Saturday, but not in terms of he's going to come guessing. He's going to come prepared by the Holy Spirit for a task like this. So when I say guest speaker, people of God, don't believe that our brother is going to come here, come guess. He is anointed and appointed by Almighty God. Brother Mike is a born again believer, spirit filled. Amen. Who grew up in the prayer room. I wonder if how many of you know what the prayer room is. He served in several eras in the church from his youth. He served from cleaning the church to youth leadership and so on and so on and so on. He's ordained in the ministry for over 35 years. He currently served in various eras of ministry at Victorious Life Church of God, including the care ministry. And I want to tell you that Brother Mike and his wife, Sister Eva, they were my mentor, also Sister Scott mentor when we first became member of the church. Amen. He was born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago, migrated with his family to the US for over 50 years ago. He's been married to Sister Eva for over 44 years, and she hails from St. Vincent, they're Caribbean. Amen. Together, they have four children and four grandchildren. Currently, he's retired over 17 years in the business field, about 13 years in full-time ministry, plus over 20 years as an educator, both in New York and in Georgia. Amen. His passion is teaching. Amen. Notwithstanding, Brother Mike, he does not consider himself as an authority on the scriptures. He is a learner, very humble man of God. But most of all of that All of that I've read or what I've put in and fill in and that. The most important thing about my brother Mike is that he's a man of God, a man that honors God with everything, and he's a humble man of God. I've watched him as I go into the church and I admire him. No wonder why I would and when I invite him to come and speak tonight, he didn't hesitate. You know, he's a man that love God and serve God. Amen. So without further ado, I want to make welcome Brother Mike to the podium in Jesus' name. Brother Mike, it's over to you, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, brother.
Okay. Well, first up, good evening, everyone.
Good
And
evening, brother.
I would first like to express my gratitude, my sincere gratitude to my friend and brother, Brother Everton and his dear wife, Ava, for inviting me to this platform. Believe it or not, this is the very first time that I'm facilitating a Bible study on an online media.
Amen.
I've done many online teachings, but not Bible study. I'm pretty old school, and my preference when it comes to Bible study has always been in-person communication. So this is rather new for me. So I'm going to need your help as I go through tonight's lesson. So I've grown to really appreciate the interactive approach, and I hope that we could adopt that approach this evening. My teaching style is I like to take my time and go through what I'm teaching, and it's important for me to know that you're understanding everything that I say. So I'm going to be a little unorthodox. I'm going to share some things, and from time to time, I'll stop and ask you to comment, you being the audience, because I think it's not so much what I say that's important, it's what you understand. So, and I have, I've prepared some things, but I believe God has given me some of the things that I want to share tonight, the rest of the things you have, meaning the audience out there. So I'm going to depend on you to fill in the blanks so that we can all be edified. Am I making any sense?
Amen.
All
Amen.
right. Okay. Now, so, but before I go any further, I'd like to know some things about the audience that I'm speaking to, because number one, I don't want anyone to be left out, and I don't want to be sharing things that's going over your go that's going over your heads. Not that I think I would do that. But I want to make sure that whatever I'm sharing is being fully understood. So let me ask a couple of questions quickly. How many of us on the phone, on the line, are not yet firm believers? Maybe Everton, you can help me with that. Do we have any non-believers that's on online with us tonight? Anyone who does not know Jesus Christ. Is there anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Or anyone who is unsure? Okay, I don't get a response. Is there anyone who is a new believer in Christ, let's say over the last 2 or 3 years? Anyone that's a new believer in Christ. Can I assume that most of us who are listening tonight has been walking with the Lord, let's say upwards of 3 years or so? I don't hear any responses. So I'm going to assume that most of you who are on the line has some knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And the reason why I ask that is I don't want to be speaking to an audience that don't understand what I'm saying. One of the things that I've learned as an educator, I learned it later in the game, is that it's not so much important what I say or what I teach, but it's what the students understand. So I want to
Amen.
appeal more so
Amen.
to your understanding. And I believe the last time I was on was, is that Sister Camille? Sister Camille, are you an educator by any chance? Okay, thank you. I really enjoyed your comments last evening. And not that you have to be an educator or anything like that. We can communicate to anyone, but it's important to me that we all are on the same page. Now, when Everton invited me to share on this on the topic, imperfect people whom God used when surrendered to Him, imperfect people whom God used when surrendered to Him, I thought to myself, there's only one person who did not meet that criteria, and that's Jesus Christ. So I figured everyone else is free game, right?
Amen.
So,
Amen.
okay. So I wanted to select someone that I knew a little bit about, but needed to do some further research in order to come up with something fresh, something that the Holy Spirit can use to add value to our spiritual understanding, including mine. So I had to go back and search and find out, search for that person. And the person that captured my spirit, that captured my imagination, that spoke to my mind was the Apostle Paul, was Saul of Tarsus. And that is who I want to begin speaking to, speaking about this evening. And if I were to be presumptuous, I feel that I can be with my friend Everton, I requested two sessions of this because there was no way that this could be done in one session. It
Amen.
can hardly be done in two, let alone one. But I wanted to be able to take some time to share some things that the Lord placed on my heart about the Apostle Paul, and it is my prayer that as we share together, the Holy Spirit will cause some of you, if not all of you, to see some things that I didn't see, and to touch on some things that I don't touch on, so that we all can be edified. Is that all right? Are we okay?
Yes.
And when he does put something in your heart and in your spirit, please don't hold it back. I'm going to give you opportunity to share what the Lord places on your heart, because God only gave me some of it. The rest of it He gave to you. And I think together, as we share on this, I think we will all be edified.
Amen.
All right. Just to reiterate, this discussion is less about what I know. It's more about what we all understand in the process. So if I'm doing all the talking, then it's a monologue and we're not communicating and we're not really understanding. So I'm going to be talking at some point and I would be hearing from you at others. So for starters, on the Apostle Paul, before we get into it, before getting into the details, I'd like to start by looking at some scriptures that will sort of lay the foundation for what we will be talking about tonight about the Apostle Paul. So let's start with two scriptures, Acts chapter 21, verse 39. Acts chapter 21, verse 39, and Acts 22, verse 3. So I'm going to ask someone, anyone who is on right now, can someone please get Acts 21, 39, and someone else get Acts 22, verse 3? And would you be so kind as to read it out loud for us, please? Acts 21:39.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead, Brother Grant.
All right. All right. Paul answered, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please let me speak to the people."
Good.
After, is that it?
That's it. That's
Okay.
it.
Okay. Okay.
Just reread again, just the first phrase.
Yes, sir. Paul answered, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia,
All
a
right.
citizen." That's it.
Go. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Was a Jew, and he was from where?
Cilicia.
Okay, Tarsus, right. Tarsus in Cilicia. Tarsus. We're going to get back to that.
Yes.
All
Okay.
right, someone else. Acts 22, verse 3.
All right, Acts chapter 22, verse 3. I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, the city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God,
All
as
right.
yet all are this thee.
Okay. All right. So that one is saying, reiterating, he's a Jew from Tarsus, and he grew up under someone called Gamaliel. All right. We will get back to that. The next two verses, Acts chapter 23, verse 6, Acts chapter 23, verse 6, and Galatians 1:14. Acts 23, verse 6, and Galatians 1:14. Okay, Acts 23, verse 6. Can I get another reader, please?
Amen. But when Paul perceived that the one part were, but when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. I am called in question."
Good. So he was a Pharisee and also the.
Was a Jew also
And right? He was a Jew also, but also the son.
of another Pharisee.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Next, Galatians 1:14. Someone else? Galatians 1:14. Do you see why I prefer speaking to a live audience?
Yes, Galatians 1, verse
Galatians
14.
1:14. Yes.
14, and it says, "And I advance in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in our own nation being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my father.
Okay. Zealous of the traditions of my fathers, plural. Okay. And the last, but I have two more scriptures. Philippians 3, 4 to 6. Philippians 3, 4 to 6. And Acts 7, 57 to 60. Philippians 3, 4 to 6, and Acts 7, 57 to 60. I'm going somewhere with this, and you will see in a second. Someone, Philippians 3, 4 to 6.
Philippians
Philippians
3, 3, 4 to
4 to
6.
6.
Yes.
Though I might
Okay.
also have
Oh,
confidence
somebody
in
else
the
is
flesh.
reading. Go ahead.
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, blameless.
Okay, that's a mouthful. We'll get back to that. All right, Acts 7, 57 to 60. Acts 7, 57 to 60. Anyone?
After this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep.
Okay, while you're there, can you just go over to chapter 8 and read the first four verses? Chapter 8, Acts 8, just continue 1 through 4.
And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
Good, good, good. All right. Okay, I wanted to sort of lay that foundation because what I'm going to share with you, at least you would have known that it's I'm taking where I'm getting my information from. So the Apostle Paul, also known as Saul of Tarsus, is undoubtedly one of the most, if not the most impactful characters of the New Testament. There are 27 books in the New Testament, and 14 of them, 14 of those books are being attributed to his authorship. So, in essence, more than half of the New Testament books, it's believed, were written by the Apostle Paul. The scripture is silent about the details of his early childhood and adolescent experiences. But it clearly states that he was born in Tarsus, we just read that, and that to a father who was himself a Pharisee. Saul was also a Pharisee. And in this study, I hope that together we can look in some detail at three distinct areas of Paul's life. I want to look at three areas. One, his life before his conversion. Two, his actual conversion experiences. And three, his life after his conversion, at least a portion of it, because it's not possible to look at the whole thing. So let me repeat. I first want to look at his life before his conversion. Secondly, his actual conversion experience, which is really profound, and many of you, if not all of you, already know that. We're going to look at it in detail. And thirdly, his life after his conversion. And please understand that this is by no means an exhaustive study of the Apostle Paul. I'm neither equipped or qualified to do that. So I'm going to just give you what the Lord has given me and rely on the Holy Spirit to make what He's given me and what He's given you real so that we all can be edified. Now, am I clear? Am I going too fast? I'm
Understandable. No
good.
problem.
Okay. Yes.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So my objective in this study is for us to glean some biblical truths on three areas. And this is As we study this, I want you to bear these three things in mind. We want to look at how God dealt with us as individuals long before we came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that we can reaffirm the fact that our steps has always been ordered by the Lord. All right? Long before the scripture says, long before we knew him or we chose him, He chose us and ordained us. So that's
Amen.
number one. The second thing is, as we examine the process of Paul's conversion, there needs to be some things that we can take away as we review our own individual conversion experiences. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but we did not all come to the Lord the same way. My mother was the believer in my family, and I loved my mother, and I never wanted to disappoint her. And we had I had two other siblings. She had three children, and I loved my mother. She was a praying woman. She prayed three times a day. I remember her outside cooking on the stove, and she would stop in the middle of the day while she was washing, and she would pray for her children and my dad, who was not saved. When my father came to the Lord, no message was preached. I remember the day in Bronx, New York, when my dad got saved. Nobody preached to him. But you know who preached to him? My mother's life all through these years. And
Hallelujah.
that legacy I see is being repeated even in my children, and one by one, as my wife prays for them, we pray for them, but my wife even more so. And I see what God is doing in their lives individually. I say that to say that we all have different conversion experiences, but as we look at Saul's a conversion experience, we'd be able to make some comparisons there. That's the second thing, objective that I have. And the third one, finally, is so that we can get a clearer understanding of Paul's prior experiences as we hone in on all his experiences and some of his ministry encounters after his conversion, I want us to be able to look at ours. Look at how God converted us and what our ministry experience is like after God converted us. I think there are going to be some things that we will be able to see and realize even more so that God has had his hand on each of us, each of you, and that not one of you that's listening tonight is unimportant in the sight of God. So those are the three objectives that I have. Let me repeat it.
Amen.
Let me repeat it. The first one, to understand that long before we came to Christ, he was directing our path, even when we did not realize it. Everything that you have been through, the good, the bad, and the ugly,
Amen.
God had a plan in it. Not just for Paul, but for you and me. Secondly, as we examine his conversion experience, we'll be able to look back at our conversion experience and see some parallels, see what God was saying to us and what he was doing in us through that very experience. And thirdly, as we understand Paul's prior experience and examine his ministry encounters after his conversion, look at our experiences, what we are going through right now, and see what God is saying to us. Are there some things that God wants us to do or is leading us in? That would parallel what he did with Paul. Not that we will have the same ministry, but is God saying some things to us? All right. I pause. Are there any questions or comments before I go further? Anyone? Any comments, any questions, anything that come to your heart and your mind? Anything? Okay. All right. Well, let's proceed. Let's see what time it is. 8:43. So, my dear brother Scott, next Saturday you're gonna have to pray shorter so you
Amen.
will have more time to share.
Amen. Yes,
Okay.
my
So
brother
put me
Mike.
up at
16
8:10.
after.
About 8:10.
Amen. Bless the
Because
Lord.
I've got so much to share, and Brother Mike will stop at 5 to 9, whether I am complete or not. This brother is a brother that respects time. 5 to 9, if I'm in the middle of a sentence, this brother is going to stop because he respects your time and the time of the people listening on the line. Okay, so can you do me that
Amen.
next week? All right. Okay, so let's look at his life before his conversion. All right, place of birth. First of all, we read that he was from where? Anyone?
Patras.
Tarsus. He was from Tarsus. So the question is, what was the significance about the city of Tarsus where Saul came from? I'm so glad you asked. So the city of Tarsus, where Saul came from, had several significant features that shaped both his identity and his ability to spread the Christian message effectively. Now, here is why it's important. Number one, it was a major cultural and trade center, a major cultural and trade center, not unlike New York City, not unlike the Atlanta Savannah area. It was a prosperous city located in Cilicia, in what is now modern day Turkey. So Paul So was born in Tarsus, which was currently in where Turkey is, right? It is situated along the key trade routes connecting the Mediterranean with the East, making it a melting pot of cultures, ideas, and religions. So there were a lot of different cultures in Tarsus, a lot of people with different ideas and many different religions. The city had exposure to Greek, Roman, and Eastern influences, which contributed to the diverse and cosmopolitan character. So you can imagine this man Saul growing up in an area where Greek was spoken, right? And so he learned Greek. All right. Now, how many of you know that while the Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew, the New Testament was originally written in, you guessed it, Greek. So this man was learning to interact with Greek-speaking people and people of different ethnic backgrounds in this city called Tarsus. Are you with me?
Amen.
All right, okay. It was also one of the free cities under Rome, which meant that it was free from certain taxes and so forth and so on. Number two, apart from it being a major culture and trade center, let's see, it's 848. It was a center of education and philosophy. A center of education and philosophy. Tarsus was renowned for its educational institutions and was considered on par with cities like Athens in Greece, where we had all these Greek philosophers and so forth. And later on in this study, hopefully we'll get to it. When he went to Athens and he was able to dialogue on Mars Hill and so forth. Hopefully we will get to that. I hope we do. And because he had that background, and cities like Alexandria in Egypt, this is what Tarsus was all about. He most likely had a strong Hellenistic education, which gave him the ability to engage effectively with Greek-speaking audiences and philosophers. Later in his ministry journeys. All of that came while he was in Tarsus. Next, number three, he was a Roman citizen. Right? So he was born a Roman citizen, which gave him many legal privileges that was not granted to everyone else, including the ability to travel. Okay? Now, in other words, while other people were restricted, he was born in an area that gave him the ability to go from this place to that place to that place. So, are you getting the picture, some picture as to who this chap was? Number four, he lived, even though he was in Tarsus, he lived in a strong Jewish community. All right, despite the fact that Tarsus was a Gentile region, it had a well-established Jewish population. Saul was part of the Jewish diaspora. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but you, in other words, he was part of the Jewish nation living outside of Judah, outside of Jerusalem, meaning that he was fluent in Greek but raised in the Jewish religion. Had Jewish religious training, which made him uniquely equipped to bridge both worlds, the Jewish world and the Gentile or Greek world. So, this is the type of person that we're talking about. The city, Tarsus, was also filled with pagan temples and philosophical schools, which would have given Saul first-hand knowledge of pagan worship practices, which he later addressed in his letters. Now, to be able to do that, you had to have experienced that. You had to have understood that. You had to be someone who have been in the temples and observed and see. So this is the type of person. To sum it up, being from Tarsus gave Paul one cultural fluency in both Jewish and Gentile worlds, two linguistic ability in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic, three legal protection as a Roman. There were certain things that protected him as a Roman. So later on, when we get into the study of him, when he came before the council or came before certain groups, why he was able to say what he said, because he had certain protections. And he had intellectual training in how to debate, training in how to reason with diverse audiences and so forth. And did I mention that and I'll mention it again in the future, that one of the things that he did, the scripture talks about him sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, and we will talk about who this guy Gamaliel is. Very profound. All right, so my time is almost up. I've got 1 minute and a few seconds left. So Tarsus provided Saul a unique blend of education, citizenship, and cultural exposure that later became instrumental in his role as an apostle to the Gentiles. It wasn't just a hometown, it was a platform that helped launch one of the most influential missionary careers in history. And
Amen.
my time is up. I just scratched the surface. My Lord, what shall I do? Goodness. We are out of time. All right. So when we come back, hopefully, I'll have a little more time. When we come back, we will talk about his identity and background, the fact that he was a religious one that had zeal. We'll talk about the things that he did in persecuting the Christians and how he was doing all these things. He was zealous but yet blind. And then we will talk about his conversion experience, which I can't wait to go through. But my time is up, so we will have to leave it for another time. I hope that there were one or two or three things that you got. I would have loved to hear from you. So can you take that path, please, and see who would like to comment on what we touched on so far? I know we're out of time. Thank you so much, but we will pick it up next time.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the
Oh.
Lord. Yes, we give God thanks for Brother Mike.
Yes, indeed.
Man, aren't we blessed this
Amen.
evening? Yes, you
Amen.
just
Amen.
give us the very introduction, the very background of the very backdrop, and it's come forth so powerful. You know that that if it was up to me, we would call another Bible study tomorrow so that he can come
Oh,
and, you know, it
my.
just like caused my appetite to like open up, you know, like an appetizer, you know, cause my appetite to open up, want to hear it. You know, it's the background and stuff, and it just motivates. It's just like a motivating factor, and I give God thanks. Amen.
I have to say that this is new to me because I've read this scripture I can't tell you how many times, but I never went back into Saul's background the way I did, the way the Lord had me to do this time. And I saw things that caused me to realize that God has his hand on us even when we weren't thinking of him, and he has a plan for me, he has a plan for you, and he has a plan for our children, even though they may not realize it.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Yes. So thank you again, Brother Mike. Can't wait to hear you next week as you and what say most of us or all of us? Aren't we blessed?
Amen.
Amen. We are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we continue to pray up, Brother Mike, you know, to bless that God will bless his ministry
Thank you.
and for his coverage in Jesus' mighty name. Before we ask Sister Terry to close out for us in prayer, is there any comment from the floor? Anything that you want to share?
God does definitely has his hand on everything. Like he allows us to have our decisions and have our emotions and make our, random decisions or emotional decisions, but it's all still a part of what he has designed in the end. So
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, Brother Grant. Anyone else before we ask Sister Terry to come on pray? Any prayer requests, anything that you want to add?
Amen. I read the chapter on Paul, from Saul to Paul, and I am blessed by the way Brother Mike presented with the background. So what I'll get to understand now that I read the chapter and where and what his background is like. So I like the way he present the background of Paul or Saul before he becomes Paul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right, Sister Terry, are you ready for us? Any prayer requests, anything you want us to stand back to back with you on in prayer? Any walls that you want me to join with you to let God kick down, shadows light up as Sister Terry comes? Sister Terry is all over to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. To God be the glory.
Great
Great
things
things
he has done.
Isn't he awesome?
Amen.
He's an awesome God.
Amen.
Brother Deacon Scott opened tonight, saying, "Our eyes are on you, Lord." And truly, our eyes are on him as we delve in this book tonight. I just love how Brother Smith, gave us a background knowledge. Indeed, you're an educator, because when we're comprehending a matter, we really need to get the background information in order to understand it and how to apply
Amen.
it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And before I pray, I just even though there were no requests, I'm just
Yes,
gonna.
there's one in the chat.
There's one in the chat. Belly pain in my belly. Okay. We are going to seek the Lord together. There is power in agreement. And so I encourage us all to just connect in the realm of the spirit. Let us be focused so the Holy Spirit can move among us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just gonna sing this prayer chorus before I pray. Or this chorus rather. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Hallelujah. Oh, what a change. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a change in my
Glory.
life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Because I got Jesus on the inside, looking on the outside. Oh, bringing a change to my life.
Glory.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
on the inside, looking out on the outside, bringing a change to my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, what a change. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a change.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a change.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My
Thank you, Lord
God, what a
Jesus.
change. What
Hallelujah.
a glorious change in our lives, mighty God. All of us who are gathered here tonight can testify that because of the precious blood of Jesus, because of the atoning blood of Jesus, we have been changed. We are still in the process of changing, mighty God. But we have a godly hope, oh God Almighty, that you will bring us to the place where we ought to be in you. Tonight, oh God, I surrender my will to you. Tonight, Almighty God, I ask of you to take a live coal of fire from the altar
Yes,
and to
Lord.
consecrate my tongue, Almighty God. Sanctify my mind, oh God. Circumcise the foreskin of my heart, oh God Almighty,
Hallelujah,
as
Lord.
I come in your presence, in your holy presence, oh God, interceding on behalf of your people. Tonight we come because we know you are able. We come because we know that you are our all in all. We know, oh God
Yes,
Almighty,
Lord.
that you're a God of impossibilities. You are the God, Almighty God, who make changes. You are the God, hallelujah, who take us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You are the God who bring us, hallelujah, out of captivity into freedom. Today we are liberated
Jesus.
by the precious blood of Jesus. And so, Lord God Almighty, we lift up your name tonight, Lord, and we come in faith, Lord,
Hallelujah.
because you said if we waver when we come to you, Lord, should not expect that we'll get anything from you. So I ask you to remove fear and doubt right now, mighty God, and cause us to lift our faith to you. Cause us to put on the whole armor of God as we enter the battlefield in prayer in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Tonight, I want to thank you, God Almighty, for this opportunity that we have, the freedom
Yes,
and the
Lord.
liberty that we have.
Good.
Come and learn about you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, through your
Jesus.
servants, mighty God. Hallelujah. Your man servant. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God Almighty, for Brother Scott, who have made it possible. Hallelujah. Who has answered the call and said, yes, oh God Almighty. I thank you, Jesus, tonight.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. That even the name,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, Jesus, of how you have made. Oh God, who have used imperfect people. Oh God Almighty, who have surrendered to you tonight. Oh God Almighty, I thank you that Brother Smith has surrendered himself to you, Lord God Almighty, so that you can use him tonight in such an able way. I thank you,
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, that you will charge and recharge. I thank you that you will fill him with your wisdom, your inspiration, mighty God, your holy knowledge, mighty God, that next week when he comes, mighty God, he'll be able to share, you'll be able to give us all that we need, all the food that we
Yes,
need,
Lord.
oh God, to digest, so that we can apply to our own personal lives, and it will bring growth, oh God Almighty, and build the kingdom of God. Mighty God, I pray that you'll anoint his mouth. I pray, oh God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, that you'll give him wisdom in the
Yes,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Ah,
I pray, oh God Almighty,
Jesus.
that you will give him new skills, that even everything that you need us to know, Lord God Almighty, will be shared in the name of Jesus Christ of
Jesus.
Nazareth. Preserve him, oh God. Hallelujah. Sustain him, mighty God, and his family.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Remove every
Jesus.
distraction and every plan of the enemy against his life, mighty God.
Yes.
And I give next week Saturday
Hallelujah.
to you in the name of Jesus Christ of
Yes,
Nazareth.
Lord.
I thank you for blessing all of us on this platform,
Oh,
Lord God Almighty. I thank you, oh
Lord.
God Almighty, that as we are enticed with the word, oh God, to learn about Saul, we all know the story. We all know about the Damascus experience, Almighty God. We
Oh,
all know
God.
of how you have turned his life around, mighty God. I pray that this same experience, Lord, you will give it unto us, Lord. And even those of us who
Yes,
have already
Lord.
experienced it, Lord, I pray for a newness in our spirit, Lord God Almighty, that we can grow from strength to strength, and we can grow
Yes,
deeper and wiser in you, Lord. Father God, I thank you tonight, Holy Spirit, that those among us who are here who might not be saved, or those of us
Oh,
who are saved
Jesus.
or but who are, they're halting between two opinions, mighty God, those who are experiencing a state of lukewarmness, mighty God,
Yes,
you will
Lord.
pour out your spirit, hallelujah, and give us
Yes,
a
Lord.
refreshing, oh God Almighty, because you say lukewarmness is what you spew out. Either we are
Oh,
hot or we are
Jesus.
cold, mighty God, and we desire to be hot and on fire for you, Lord. We desire to stand firm,
Hallelujah.
oh God Almighty. And so tonight
Hallelujah.
I call heaven that
Ah,
in that moment, hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
hallelujah, when your disciples came
Thank you,
together on one
Jesus.
accord, mighty God, and the Holy Spirit came down upon them, mighty God, may you give us such an experience, Lord. Let it not be that we just
Hallelujah.
come, oh God Almighty, to Bible studies, mighty God, to hear the word, but let the word of God take root in our hearts, oh God,
Yes,
and
Lord.
bring change and bring deliverance and bring
Hallelujah,
healing,
Lord.
Almighty
Oh,
God. Hallelujah. And
Jesus.
enable us to understand the power and the authority that we have in you, mighty God, that we know who we are.
Hallelujah.
We're
Yes,
not
Lord.
guessing who we are, mighty
Oh,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you for the prayer request, for the pain, oh God Almighty, that
Oh,
Your
God.
daughter is feeling in the belly. Your son or your daughter, I'm not sure exactly who it was. But Lord God Almighty, I thank you as you cover me, as you cover my family, and you cover each and every one of us on this platform and our families and everything and everyone attached to us. That Lord God
Oh,
Almighty, you will
Jesus.
find where that pain is.
Hallelujah.
You know the root cause of that pain. You know where it
Yes,
is,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
You
Lord.
know how it makes this person feel, mighty God. You know about it, Lord God Almighty, and we know that you
Hallelujah.
are capable. We know that just
Yes,
by
Lord.
one command, Lord,
Oh,
you don't even have to
Lord.
say it loud. You
Oh,
can just whisper,
Jesus.
Lord, and
Oh,
it goes
God.
away for good in the
Oh,
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And
Yes,
tonight
Lord.
we make that request on behalf of your
Hallelujah,
servant,
Lord.
mighty God, your son or your daughter, mighty God, that pain
Oh,
will be removed
Jesus.
by
Oh,
the
Lord.
blood of Jesus
Yeah,
Christ
Lord.
of Nazareth, through the
Thank
power
you,
and the authority that
Jesus.
you have given to us. And as
Yeah.
we come in agreement, mighty God,
Yes,
we hear
Lord.
a divine shifting in that area right now by
Yeah.
the
Oh,
precious
God.
blood
Oh,
of
God.
Jesus. Let the
Yeah.
fire of God burn every
Yeah.
residue. No
Hallelujah.
residue will be left, mighty God, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ
Yes,
of Nazareth.
Lord.
Let the blood of Jesus flow. Let the healing
Yes,
virtue of
Lord.
Jesus flow from the crown of her head or his head to the sole of his or her feet right now, in
Oh,
the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. And we
Yes,
call it
Lord.
out, hallelujah. And we declare healing. We declare
Yes,
deliverance,
mighty God.
mighty
Thank
God,
you,
and every other
Jesus.
pain, Lord, and every other underlying
Hallelujah.
issue that may be present in
Yeah.
such body.
Yes,
Tonight we
Lord.
call it out now and
My
declare
God.
complete healing. And we declare testimonies, Lord God Almighty.
Yes,
Because we are
Lord.
not just
Yes,
here to
Lord.
hear the word, we are here to
Thank you,
use the word of
Jesus.
God to bring
Oh, thank
change
you,
and
Jesus.
transformation in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we thank
Yes,
you. We thank
Jesus.
you, Lord God
Thank
Almighty,
you.
that as we
Thank
come
you.
from week to week and we are fed with the word will
Oh,
not be like it was thrown
God.
on the wayside or among thorns, but it
My God.
will take root. Our hearts will be preserved.
Oh, yeah.
Those of
Yes,
us who are
Lord.
sick
Yes, Lord.
tonight,
Oh,
those
thank
of
you,
us with our different
Jesus.
situations tonight, financial situations, mighty God, hallelujah,
Oh, God.
circumstances that are above
Hallelujah,
our
Lord.
ability to fix, Lord, that we will come
Hallelujah,
in the
Lord.
name of Jesus, and
Yes,
the word of
Jesus.
God will take life. Sometimes we
Thank you,
forget, mighty
Jesus.
God, sometimes when
Hallelujah,
the enemy
Lord.
comes
Thank you,
against us,
Jesus.
hallelujah, he tries to suffocate us, he tries to stifle the spiritual life in us, Lord,
Oh
and
God,
we
oh
forget to
God.
pray. But tonight I pray for a holy recharge. I
Yes,
pray for a
Lord.
revival in our spirits. I pray, mighty God, that you will enable us, oh God,
Hallelujah.
to use our hands that you gave us to fight,
Hallelujah.
and our fingers to war against the enemy in the name
Yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
That you will
Lord.
lift us
Thank
up,
you,
mighty God,
Jesus.
to run through troops, hallelujah, and leap
Yes,
over
mighty
walls
God.
in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Yes,
and take back what the enemy
Hallelujah.
has robbed from us.
Yes,
Tonight
Lord
we come in the
Jesus.
name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
and we take back
Hallelujah.
what he has taken from us. We are walking in his camp
Jesus,
tonight, and we
Jesus.
take back out of our
Hallelujah.
Ama. We take back
Hallelujah.
our health. We take back
Thank you,
our
Jesus.
finances. We take back our spiritual
Oh,
life, our
Jesus.
spiritual
Oh, Jesus.
energy. Oh, we take back our desire to worship and to serve God. Holy God,
Oh,
Lord
Jesus.
of us,
Hallelujah.
release
Yes,
your
God.
fire upon us tonight. Let the
Yes,
fire of
Lord.
God burn within us, mighty
Yes,
God, and
Lord.
remove Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Robust,
Lord.
Nehemiah, give us
Hallelujah.
eyes of discerning, Lord. Help us to know the season that we are in.
Yeah,
Help us never to
Jesus.
forget that you will
Oh,
never leave
Lord.
us nor
My God.
forsake us,
My
almighty
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we forget, Lord, but remind
Hallelujah.
us tonight of who we are,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
My
Hallelujah. We
Jesus.
are surrounded, oh
Hallelujah.
God, by the hands of the
Yes,
Father, Lord.
Lord.
We are children of the Most High
My
God.
God.
It is
My
your will
God.
for us to
Hallelujah,
prosper.
Lord.
It is your will for us, almighty God,
Oh,
to be
Lord.
successful. So tonight, Lord, I
Oh,
give every
Jesus
person
Christ.
on this platform to you, and
Yes,
those who
Lord.
need
Yes,
salvation,
Lord.
Lord, let the fire of God God burn, cause I want to
Ah,
quench your Holy Spirit, but to
yeah,
surrender and
hallelujah,
say, yes, Lord,
yeah,
yes, to
Lord,
your will and
yes,
to your
Lord,
way.
yeah,
I give you
will,
praise. I
yes, Lord,
sanctify this platform with your
Jesus,
precious blood,
yes,
Lord God
Lord, Lord,
Almighty. And I thank you for miracles,
yeah,
signs, and wonders. The word of God on this platform will
yes,
become
Lord, yes,
flesh,
Lord, God,
and it will
Lord,
live in
thank you,
our lives.
Jesus,
It will
hallelujah, Lord,
manifest in our
Lord.
lives.
Oh
I
Lord,
declare it,
hallelujah.
prophesy it, and I declare that it shall be
Hallelujah.
so.
Hallelujah,
The
Lord.
name of
Thank you,
Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
Nazareth.
Yes,
I
Lord.
give you thanks for keeping us throughout the week, oh God.
Oh
Cover us
God.
under your blood. Hide us from the snares and the traps of the
Thank you,
adversary.
Jesus.
As I tell you, thanks.
Thank you.
No other name but in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Sister Terry.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. The Lord
Yeah.
bless you and keep you. The Lord God of our salvation, lift up his light, up his holy countenance upon you, and give you peace and keep us all in the spirit of redemption for his name's sake. In Jesus' name. Go in peace. Greet
Amen.
somebody as you go. Greet.